بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners, brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First of all, let us make dua to Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant shifa to all our mothers and sisters and those who are ill. May Allah grant them shifa on kamil, ajilan, ghayra ajil. And we ask Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fill the qabr of our marhumeen with noor and mercy and rahmah. May Allah grant the family of marhumeen sabr and ajr. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every Muslim who's in difficulties, who is in the help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we welcome you to our program. We'd like to remind you that our program is live. For any inquiry, if you want to correct me or you want to put any feedback, you can WhatsApp me now on 072-144-0717. You can SMS or WhatsApp 072-144-0717. On your behalf, I'd like to thank my sound engineer tonight, and Uncle Muhsin on the reception, and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio. And we ask Allah, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide all of us to Sirat al-Mustaqim, to know the message of Allah and to understand the main message of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is mean La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Brother and sister in Islam, our topic today, I wish that all my younger brothers and sons and daughters and all those people, those who got unclear mind regarding something, it's called love. And we know that this word is a bit serious, and according our culture and according our thought and mindset, once we talk about love, our mind goes somewhere else. But you cannot ignore that there is something in our life, it's called love. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala describe it in Quran. Allah himself loves someone and he doesn't love someone. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a lover of Allah and a lover of the people of Allah. Hub and ishq. We got Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about the wife of Aziz of Egypt, that qad shaghafaha hubba, Yusuf alayhi salam. That lady fall in love with Yusuf alayhi salam till she went off. So when we talk about love, we talk about the natural, proper feeling which Allah gave it to us. But Deen al-Islam came to adjust it and put it on the right way. We got love of money, love of desire, love of dunya, love of yourself. And when the love goes off and doesn't go in its own channel, become ishq. You people call it lust. Every human being is a lover. You love your son, you love yourself. And Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala count it as a fitra. This dunya running because of love. When I talk, I mean the positive love or the legal love. But when we don't adjust that love, become one of the amradul qalb, sickness of the sickness of the heart. If we don't invest on that love, and we don't gain ajr of this love, that love will become a curse upon the person. We need a beneficial love, fruitful love. Love lead us to the love of Allah, or the thawab of Allah, or the Jannah of Allah. But if that love doesn't come right in the heart, it will become musibah, calamity. And you know better than me that how many kings and princes and prince and leaders and some even religious people doesn't adjust this love till they gone lost and misguided people. A few weeks ago, a few months ago, I was in a wedding and one young boy, about 17 years, come sit next to me and he said, Sheikh, and the boy start to tears and cry and complain. and he'll start to yearning and feeling that his life is ending. He's about 17 years boy. He said, my family doesn't want me to go to my girlfriend and to go ahead with this girl. And this boy was pretending and acting that he lost his own wife for haram relationship. That boy got the wrong thought, and he doesn't know where the limit of the love between boy and girl. And the boy was begging us to make dua that his girlfriend must come back to him. See, my son, I can't make dua for haram. We got a legal channel, legal way to make that love halal and to make that love work in your life. And how many girls drop the school, or how many people, because they misunderstand that something, that word which me and you, we don't know it clear, love, the halal love and haram love. We agree now that if that love got error and went wrong, become calamity, affect your deen, affect your life, you won't enjoy. And this dunya needs love, but the halal love. You know better than me the history and the love story, Majnun, Layla, and all these things. In every culture and every tradition, you find a victim of love, or some people being destroyed because of love, lack of love, or extra love. Why I'm saying that? Because we as a Muslim, we feel that is a bit sensitive talk, and it's not a proper talk, and many people get offended. But when we go to haram, or when the people get any chance to read, they go deeper on that, and people are whispering about that thing, and they say, no, you mustn't talk about that, it's very sensitive. But any channel, or any open window for that thing, they run, spend whole night to know about that, and unfortunately, they give it to the enemy of Islam, and then, till now, we do not handle and try to adjust that relationship. Our forefathers and our mothers, they were not well educated, they didn't have internet, they didn't have anything, but they taught our children and they taught us the beautiful way how to survive and how to adjust and got hikmah of that love. We know that educator, when we talk about love, they make it as a human react. Brother and sister in Islam, we got some people, they can't sleep a whole night. When you see the girl is shaking, and then we see the girls, she can't handle the relationship because she doesn't know what is haram and halal, and how she can, if some even married women, you got that such a react to the husband, till the husband gets shocked. Love is a part of, we're not saying the haram love, I'm talking about the legal love. If you want to take some precaution, we talk about ishq, that lust, that haram one. Love is the sunnah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when you put it in the right way. Oh, what a wonderful couples when they love each other. Who will hate that? What about if you love your wife and children, love everyone around you, so your life will going to be wonderful. Sometimes we love the ruh of the person. Like the way we love our mother. We look at the soul of our mother. They say love is blind, it's true. Because you just ignore that the mistake and faulty of your lover, and you just accept him. But our terrible love, when you love the feature of the person, and you like that image of the person. That one here, the ulama and the scholar and the psychologist, they say be careful of your eyes. Ghaddul basar. Because many times our eyes deceiving us and cheating us. When we say eyes, I mean when you're fond of, you love the feature of the person. I mean, very straight and clear that sexual intercourse. When you find the person and look at it, and then you start to have that shahwa, or that willing to gain that person. So looking, and then you love it, and you have a greed or hope to reach that type of beauty, or to obtain that beauty. Unfortunately, many people, they find it very difficult on halal, they want to get it on haram. But Deenul Islam, Sunnah, see the relationship between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Khadija radiallahu anha. You will know what is real love. Doesn't matter the age, because you see Khadija radiallahu anha, how old was she? النبي. Come and see the other way. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and Aisha. It is from Allah. If it goes through the Sharia of Allah. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah made that emotional relation between the couples. The mawadda, the love, and rahma, the mercy. Love of the ruh, love of the person himself. And we know that we were in alam al-arwah, in the soul world, and we used to love one another before. And we will be in Jannah together as well. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. You, Allah will match, making me and you and me and someone in Jannah. But now we're having a big problem with haram love. That love is not your right. So those people who are longing and weeping and crying because he did not achieve the haram desire. Like this little boy. He's crying and he wants dua that he must get his girlfriend back. There's no alim or sheikh or deen. There's no dua. Oh Allah, make it easy for me to gain the haram. You can't make dua. That haram one, lot of pain, lot of punishment, lot of struggle in your life and in qabr and akhirah. And I'm telling you, that haram love, it will go away when that desire go away. But the halal love, we still love our wife even if they are getting old. We still love our mother when she's unable to help us. So when we say everlasting love, the love is halal. The way the love can give us Jannah. Brother and sister in Islam, me and you, we have to understand that this issue of love can cause Jannah or Jahannam. And they say love's kill. Of course, love kills. And you read the history, you will find. We don't want that love take us to regret and sorrow and pain and the azab of Allah. Extra love, you make zulm. You love one child more than the other, you make zulm. Lack of love, you make zulm. You don't be fair. And we got many people fail on the trick of love. They love dunya, so they make kufr. Like you see the non-Muslim around us. And then someone love his own desire, then he disobey Allah and he commit a major sin. And someone love himself and he become very selfish and he ignore his family and wife and children till he go to Jahannam. Someone love the money till he worship the money and he live for the money. Now, we're asking the question now, what should we do? Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read, educate yourself. Fix that complicated story in the Muslim life, because some people just keep quiet about it and someone talk in an ugly way. Deenul Islam spoke about it, Quran spoke about it, Kutub of Hadith spoke about it, the four madhab talk about it in a beautiful way, the private life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Kitab. I'm saying that because I'm on an Islamic station. And many people say, how come you talk about that? To say, how are we going to teach our ummah in a respected way? We are not more respected than the Imam Bukhari Sharif. We are not more respected than Aisha radiallahu anha when she described her own life and private life to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in details. And it in a beautiful way. And we have to give it to the people in a decent way, respected way. Without any exaggeration, without exceeding the boundary of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now what should we do now? Must we keep quiet and let our children and our sisters and our daughters to go to the haram on the social media and ask someone who is irresponsible, the one who doesn't fear Allah? Oh, must we put it in a decent way so the appa or the sheikh or the maulana can present it in a beautiful way, exactly like Allah put it in the Quran? We don't feel ashamed because of one ayah talk about zina, who talk about sodomy, who talking about that haram relationship. Allah put the Quran on Kareem fi lawhin mahfuz, a very holy word. We have nothing to hide it in Quran. Sunnatul Nabi, the ghusl of the Nabi, relationship between Nabi and his wife in details in the Kitab of Sirah. But in a beautiful way. We don't put it in an ugly way. So now, should we do now? What should we do? that we have to convince that person that when I talk about that love, I mean the haram love. The haram love. You don't achieve anything from the haram love at all, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count it as disaster. No barakah, no good ending. If you are able to get it halal, Allah reward you. What a wonderful ending. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that narrated in Ibn Majah, that Aisha radhiallahu anha said, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that we don't find any solution for the lover except nikah. And nikah will show you if that love will go last or not. Because many people, when the halal come, the love go away. Only they admire the haram way. And that's why polygamy in Islam is allowed. Someone fall in love on the feature of another lady. Must he go for haram? We must marry the second one. Unfortunately, our wives and our sisters don't want the halal one. I'm not even ready to encourage you to marry, but I'm saying if it's the thing is going to go wrong and damaging your akhirah, so it's better to go damage your home and family, but don't damage your akhirah and committing the major sin. Or you got another option. Lose hope on it and convince yourself and bring your common sense forward and say, no, I won't do it. My wife, my children, I can't. Haram, Jahannam. As you take a sour medicine and you make sabr on the month of Ramadan of hunger and halal desire even, so tell yourself, oh Allah, I will hold for your sake, ya Allah, make it easy for me. When I mean the relationship between husband and I mean the men and women. If you don't do that, you are not wise. You're insane. Because how come you love something take you to the adab of Allah or the jahannam of Allah? Don't say natural thing. Don't say it's obvious or human feeling. No, there's no such human feeling. Got a halal legal channel. Go and marry. You must know and sit with yourself and say, what I'm doing is against Allah, so there's no tawfiq at all. There's no tawfiq. So, sacrifice that little pleasure to get the great pleasure on the day of Qiyam. I know every depriving thing, it gives you some pain. But that pain, you invest it for Akhirah. Study the seriousness of that issue. Your wife is going to be divorced. Your children will struggle. You will be exposed in the community. Shame on your family, your work, your reputation. Think about it and how many people lost their dignity because of funny action like that. And also very easy to get rid of that haram love. So tell yourself about that partner who allow you to do that haram. This person here does not deserve me to be with him. How come he accept to do haram and cheat his wife? Oh, to cheat Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in his 5 times salah. This man is munafiq. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. The one who forbid his desire and stop himself to practice that desire. Nafsul ammara. Or suppress that one and hold and wait for the solution of Allah. That all those who suppress his need and his desire for the pleasure of Allah, he will become a king or the queen of Jannah. That one here, من مات وحاجته في صدره. Whosoever die while his desire suppressed in his chest for the sake of Allah, he will become the king. All of us, we got desire of money, desire of children, desire of authority. But people work in the bank, they don't. We take the money and go home. Everyone, you find a nice one, a nice lady on the street, will you go and take her? Not everything you admire, you want to go to fulfill yourself. Run to Allah and ask Allah, Allahumma la takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. What a beautiful dua this brother and sister in Islam. Oh Allah, don't head me over to my desire and my nafs, even a blink of eyes. Because if Allah leave you alone with this desire, you're gone. Then, practice that ibadah. Our Nabi said it doesn't cost you money. Lower your gaze. Don't go deeper on that look. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you to that lake of desire and you will find very difficult to come out from it. Or change that love to halal love. Love your family, love your children, love to do good, love to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, very serious issue, and I don't know how to put it. We are an Islamic station now, and I invite every Muslim to study Surah An-Nur and Surah An-Nisa. Because that sensitive relationship, and we got a fake taqwa. Fake taqwa, it means we're pretending that we don't know, but we know. And he says, yo, Sheikh, how you know? How you know? Because we see it on the street. We're living on a non-Muslim community, and then you don't count that as haram. And our children were asking us, what is that? And how we answer. When we go sometimes on the mall, and we find one man wearing a woman's clothes, and my little daughter asks me, Daddy, what is that? Wallahi, I don't know how to answer. And this is one uncle, my baby, he say, why my uncle is wearing like this? And he's walking like a woman? It's an error. It was an error. It was a faulty of parents. It was a faulty of the way the people put that gender or that sexuality or that issue about that. Women want to be a man. Men want to be a woman. Or someone feel that is his right to go and fall in love with the wife of someone else. And he cry and say, this is taqdeer. No way. Allah, الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. That's why we cry here on radio. We repeat every week that husband, if you are a real man, let your wife love you and you become coolness of the eyes of your wife. Because Quran spoke about useless husband is called Ba'al. What is Ba'al? Ba'al in Arabic language, rain doesn't give any fruit or any plant. Just useless rain. It's like a salty water. Husband, very far from his wife, physically and emotionally and spiritually. Husband doesn't do his obligation towards his wife, the entire obligation, responsibility. Ba'al, wa hadha ba'ali shaykha, that the wife of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because he's an old man, he's already lost that capability of entertaining his wife. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, if you look at the proper word of the husband, we call it zawj. What is zawj? A pair. Spouse. When we say pair of shoes, you don't know which one is important, the right one or left one. Pair of glasses, pair of vision, you don't know. Husband, it means pair with the wife. 24 hours, if he's not physically, phone and call and tell him. Meaning of zawj, everlasting giving. Never ever stop giving, never ever stop benefiting your partner. I mean halal one. Zawj, it means the one who got authority to serve his wife. Zawj is the one who entertained his wife for the pleasure of Allah. Ala bikrun tula'ibuha wa tula'ibuk. Don't you marry a bikr so that you play with her and she play with you. Zawj, it means igna, satisfy your wife, coolness of the eyes. And we did see how many princes left the castle and palace of the father and ran with the boy and love with him because that boy was enough for her. Zawj is a fruitful relationship. You can't marry the lady and let her struggle and suffer and cry because of the lack of love or lack of service. But unfortunately, we find nowadays a dictatorship in the marriage. And I'm very sorry to say that. Person misused the power which Allah gave it to him. That person, because he's a dictator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system, he said that person will die in a disgraceful moment. Because the person who neglects the right of his wife, the one who stop that ability to go and entertain his wife and to look after her and doesn't count his wife as a partner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his enemy. Look at the life of the Rasul. He did participate and share the life with his old wife. Khadija radiallahu anha, she was his advisor of deen. When wahi came to her, he said, Khadija, what's wrong? She said, no, that is an angel. And then Umm Salama was the advisor of the war. Khadija radiallahu anha, she was a supporter of the finance to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam. Islam never ever accept that broken heart woman. That weak Muslim is not a part of deen. Khadija was a broken heart woman, a weak woman. Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of Imam Abu Hanifa, was a weak woman. Never. And he said, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it straight, مَا أَهَانُهُنَّ إِلَّا كُلَّ لَئِيمٍ. No one can defeat the women except to become a slave. Mischief. Brother and sister Islam, I'm very sorry because I'm talking hot tonight. And I see Uncle Muhsin left the reception. Why are you laughing? Why want me to get a trouble tonight? Okay. You see, my engineer is listening very carefully. I don't know. It was the only night he listened to me. Why I'm saying that? Because we see the tears in the eyes of our mothers and our daughters. And myself, I have four daughters. I don't know what I'm going to do. If I see my daughter being oppressed by some boy, and she come with the children and cry and sit here, it's like a broken heart, and our society doesn't show her mercy. You see, what's wrong with her? Never say what's wrong with the boy. And then this lady become taklif for the entire family and say, no, her sister get divorced. But they never say her son or his brother get divorced. Suratul Nisa, Izzah for Islam. Khadija radiallahu anha's life story is Izzah. The wife of Umar ibn Khattab, Shaitan used to get scared of Umar, but this lady never gets scared of Umar. With full respect, Fatima radiallahu anha, Al-Khansa, the wife of Fir'aun. Read Surah An-Nisa. Yes, behind every great woman, a man, a great woman. It's true. It's true. We are the production of our mothers and our grandmothers. Without the mother, you will never have stable society and family. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about women in the... This Surah Quran score, Surah An-Nisa. And then he said, Nisa'ukum harthul lakum. When we say Nisa'ukum, if you know a little Arabic, you will know that there is no way to please yourself and enjoy yourself without halal women. Nisa'ukum. So now, don't tell me I love because I promise to marry. Or maybe you're going to marry after university. No, this lady, we promise. There's nothing is called promise. We got nikah, we got witness, we got wali. And now that love is investment. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke about his private life to his friend and sahaba to teach me and you. So he taught us salah, hajj, and ghusl, and how to communicate with your wife in the kitab. We never talk softly. He taught us how to have sincerity in jihad, and have sincerity with your wife. Brother and sister in Islam, عِفُّ تَعِفُّ نِسَاءُكُمْ. Learn and educate yourself and have the chaste and modesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to your wife. Islam described the married person, the one who look after his family, as a muhsin, chaste person. You go to husband, wife, children, a decent person. That's why a single man, we suspect him and we run away from him. You say, no, the single man is a problem. And then, shame on our life that we find a widow or a divorced woman just come late and see how many tongues lashing her. But if she just marry anyone, people won't talk. Islam described the marriage as ibadah. Marriage as a deen. It is deen. That's why we say, alhamdulillah, Allah completed your deen. And we talk about the relationship between husband and wife. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum. Once you marry the woman, and she come to your house, even if you don't sleep, this lady become a wife for you. Min qabli an tamassuhunna. Once you take that barrier between you and that lady, now she got a mahar. Now she got a full mahar, because we have something it's called privacy. What is emotional privacy? That lady come inside your room, now it's khalas, this lady is your, even you sleep or not. And some ulama even put that one, it got iddat as well. If the lady just change her clothes in front of you, it's finished now. They call it ifda, وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ. You already got that horizon of relationship. There's no barrier between you and this lady, even if you don't touch her body. It's already take that privacy. That's why we said to the brother, don't keep the engagement longer. Because now you make that horizon longer and bigger without nikah. You can't just love the girl for 4 years and then you write nikah after that. Stay away. Ifda, waqad afda ba'dukum ila ba'd. You already removed the barrier and that gap. And you got that secret. That's why haram to describe the body of your wife to someone. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum. It means keep yourself healthy to your wife. Don't drink alcohol. Don't abuse your body. Don't abuse your mind and your desire. It is the haq of your wife. Many people, they watch the haram thing. They go outside. They chat with the people and then they go home tired. Allah will punish you for that. Because this is not nisa'ukum harthul lakum. As you protect your eyes, Allah will ask you about it. Also your feeling, your emotion, your love to your wife, Allah will ask you about the degree of that life. People come home tired. He said no, because your whole night was watching the haram thing. Or he was there by the club, or I don't know where they go, and then he come to the halal one and say tired. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum. It means there's no way to have sexual intercourse beside your wife. Harthul lakum, it means the farm which you plant the tree on it, or the plantation on it. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum, it means love. Love. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum, it means beautify yourself to one another. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said, wallahi, I beautify myself to my wife, as she beautify herself to me. But come and see now, the people after they married, they lost that one. And that's why the family problems start. The lady, once she hunt that man, and in married after the honeymoon, is khalas, she's acting like a grandmother. And now these people now, they complain, 3 months marriage and we find a family fight. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum, it's called taftish, inspection. See the need of your husband and your wife, and see which one irritating him, he doesn't like it, make him uncomfortable, try to avoid it. You are here in the house to love each other, to ease the life of each other. But this uncle come with a smoking smell, and come with his dirt, and clean teeth, and he smells sweat, and he wants to sleep with his wife, and the lady met him with a smell of garlic, and a smell of masala, and she wants to, no. That is not nisa'ukum harthul lakum. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum, it means khidmah, serving. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum, it means nasib, taqdeer. Don't try to satisfy yourself somewhere else. Many ulama, in this year, they made a very long topic about this lady who's chatting with a man, or that man who was watching a movie or chatting with another woman, while they're sleeping next to each other. The husband and wife, halal is next to you, and you're talking and you're reading about something else, that is not nisa'ukum harthul lakum. Again, I invite all my listeners to open Surah An-Nur, and Surah Anzalnaha wa Faradnaha, and you see that limit and that rules between husband and wife. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum, it means study the nature of the women. You can't make your wife, you are an Indian, and then you want to force your wife to act like a white lady. I don't know why I'm talking about color tonight. Right? Well, our tradition doesn't allow us this. And then you see something on TV, on the internet, and you want your wife. No. You must understand the nature of the women. You marry this woman on that type of mindset. You can't break that modesty by let her doing a funny thing and he says, my right. No. Her right is to accept or not accept. Never, ever force your wife to do anything wrong. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum, it means also, it's a very holy land. It's a very, very sacred part of your life. My wife is the izzah. So holy land, we don't allow the people to step on it with their shoes, or to put dirt on. Holy land is like a mosque. So my wife is my izzah. My wife is my dignity. And land nowadays is more expensive than a human being. You say, how come you say my wife is land? Yes. Just go and buy a house, see how much you're going to pay, and go pay mahar, how much you pay. And my engineer, how much mahar you pay to, for your wife? 3,000 rand. Now, buy a small house here on Lens, how much? So, my wife, it's a very expensive holy land. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum, fruitful relationship. That one is very important. You marry, and you get your mother-in-law, and father-in-law, and brother-in-law, and you don't talk to them. What is it? Where's the new fruit here? Or, you marry but no children. I don't want headache. The children are going to give us headache. Children, we marry for the children. Tazawwajul waludul wadud. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum. It means possible to marry more than one wife. Polygamy. Yes, there are some men can't rest without that. And then when the women complain and say, yes, why you let your chicken run away somewhere? Where were you when, why you never lock him up? No, but this lady, the secretary, what? No, where were you? You sleeping or you got a fake taqwa? Try to hunt that man. Don't let him go. And then we got some cases here. You say, Sheikh, make dua. My husband married. Make dua that he must divorce the new one. You say, which Maulana going to make dua for husband and wife halal to shake the arsh of Allah? My friend, you should make dua that he should not marry. But once he marry, khalas, finish. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum is only one ayah now. Look at this. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum is called igna. What is igna? Coolness of the eyes. There's no way to satisfy your desire somewhere else. And that responsibility on the women must try to satisfy the husband and try to do anything halal to give him the coolness of the eyes. And that mothers and elderly people must teach the girl. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum, it means respect. Islam does not give the man authority to abuse his wife. And that's why the enemy of Islam, they attack us because they say, husband. Why the second wife become like Shaitan Rajim? Because come on the wrong way and in the wrong method and she make herself cheap. Marry secret. She accept that man with his problem. Oh, that man, she tried to harm that man and then got bad reputation. If that man is fair, we will never complain. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum, it means a place can save you from the fire of Jahannam. Because the person in the fire of Jahannam, Allah will tell the angel, take him from the fire of Jahannam. The angel said, oh Allah, this man doesn't have any good deeds. You see, no, he used to show mercy to his family, wife. Khayrukum khayrukum li ahli. That's why we invite the educators, the psychologists, the ulama to come and tell us how can we teach our daughters and sons in a good way, in the right way, how to finalize that case. It's called the relationship between he and she. How can we convince our children that love on the screen or love on the movie, or the love we see it on outside is not love, is haram, is ishq, is not accepted. And when we teach our children like that, they will never get influenced by these people. But because of the haram outside, and because we kept it quiet, we don't teach the children. That's why you find one boy, if you just see any haram picture, he can't sleep all night. But wallahi, if you teach him the seriousness of that issue, he will hate that picture, that he will never go for it. We are hungry and we see the meat of the pig in a restaurant. Will you desire for that meat? We are thirsty and we see khamar on the shelf. Will you run for that khamar to drink? Never. If you give us million to eat a piece of pig, we will never eat. Why? We got the church running on Sunday. Which Muslim can go there? Khalas is deleted. Out of our mind. We got yaqeen on that. So what about, imagine if the Ummah to Islam already finalized that case about that ugly thought about the men and women, and these people hit and run. And إِذَا خَلَى اِخْتَلَى بِمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ فَعَلَهَا. The munafiq, when he got a chance to do haram secretly, he ran to do it. And then we leave our children to the enemy of Islam to set the mind of them. Brother and sister in Islam, let us have a legal modesty, enough explanation, in a decent way, in halal way, in a respected way, so that we can close that subject. For years, the generation, I'm not calling people to talk hot talk or no, the decent talk. We teach our children the how we teach them mathematics. 1, 2, 3, and then 1 plus 1, 4, till 6, 7 years, he knows the timetable. So why don't we try to give that ta'lim in a decent, again, I'm saying in a decent, I'm not a psychologist or anything. Let us finalize that case of the error on sexuality, because many people, they reach the age of 70 and 60, they don't understand. I'm not saying you go and learn from haram. We got kitab and sunnah. We got a wonderful upper and ulama, they will teach in a beautiful way, and it's enough. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah said, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. So put that great ibadah, put it forward for yourself on the day of Qiyamah. As you build a masjid, as you go for jihad, if you make ibadah, you give zakat, go, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Invest on that relationship, you will find it in Akhirah. And we got some people, they go for jihad, they die there, they spend money. You have that sunnah with your wife and your children, and you fear Allah on them, you will enter Jannah before that mujahid. You will satisfy the family with all the need of the family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count it as a jihad fi sabilillah. وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. Fear Allah on that issue. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ. Be informed that you will meet Allah about it. That error on the sexuality of your son, you are fully responsible. You leave two children taking a shower together, and they say their children are playing. Allah will ask the parents about that. You leave your daughter go to university without monitoring her and checking her. Allah will ask you and the mother and father and the family. You just leave the children have that error and that musibah or that faulty on their thought about that issue. We have to find a way to teach our children. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ. Have yaqeen that you will meet Allah. He will ask you about that. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, when they ask him, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهُنَّ دَرَجَةً. Man got authority on women. He said, yes, authority on women to look after that. What all that bayana give today. So, you overlook at your mistake, try to maintain. And Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, they ask him, why don't divorce? He said, I don't divorce, I fix. The greatest women, the one who assess the husband to love her, the one who she knows that this nikah, is not a social act, it's ibadah, it's a deenul Islam. So, why we see some error in our marriage? What we got? We got it because there is some problem. And why the women sometimes get tired of the husband and husband get tired of the women? Because if the love got reason, also hatred got reason. If someone loves someone, there is reason for that. If someone hates someone, also there is reason. Maybe internal reason or external reason. Maybe this man don't know the mu'ashara bil ma'roof. He doesn't know the right of the husband or the wife. We don't know. Maybe this person don't know how to gain the heart of his partner. You don't know, because it's jahil. Maybe that person marry that lady as a deal. How much you're going to get, and it's like business. Maybe that person, he doesn't have something that's called ghirat. Ghirat means he's not a jealousy person. Maybe this person, he doesn't know the secrecy of the relationship between husband and wife. They think that their two friends study together and everyone can go home. Maybe the person doesn't recognize his faulty. Everyone loves himself. You will never smell your smell. Someone else will tell you your socks is smelling. You will never smell that socks. Maybe that error or that problem that hurt the partner, and the partner is very sensitive, take time to recover from it. When the men cheat the women, or the women cheat, take time to heal. The biggest problem, when the husband disregard his wife, just treat her like a garden boy or driver, one child. The biggest error, that the person, after he married his wife, tried to criticize her, find fault on her, or find the fault in her family. But my friend, it's your choice. Take your stuff and go. Lies about the wife and husband, it's the biggest problem. Takhbib, some people interfere in the relationship between husband and wife. Wallah is the main problem. Fitna of the family. Mothers, the mother-in-law and all that. Migrating from home, stay away outside, is the biggest problem. Does not renew the love. Yes, we renew the, as we renew our iman, we have to renew the love. Find a way, my friend. Very gentle and smart to next door's wife, but his wife is... That man come from home happy and laughing when he entered the house from work. When he entered the house, it's like Qiyamah start. I don't know what's wrong. Hitting the children, shouting the wife, but he was at work, was very lovely boy. I don't know what's wrong. He say, no, I must act like a man. Threatening the women of divorce. I will divorce you, I'll marry you. Making a big wound in the hand of, in the heart of the women. Wallahi. You know what? I find one lady pretty. I can marry. I made a mistake. I don't know why I marry you. I give you talaq. You make the women insecure. Really, really insecure. Even after many years. And then, you don't confront one another. Everyone keep on his heart and say, Allah will judge him. Allah will do. No, you must sit and talk. In a good way. And then, there is a gap. Or there is a lack of deen. These people don't know the seriousness of the error of that marriage. Brother and sister in Islam, don't delay the reconciliation. Let us sit and talk. Selfishness is the biggest problem in our marriage. Everyone like himself only. And then, changing of the condition of the husband, causing a big problem. Lack of money, lack of health, you got social error, is a problem. That's why I say, don't lie to your wife when you marry her. You know, one man was sent for me SMS to say, Sheikh, I want to buy the ring for my wife, but I told her it's a diamond, but it's not diamond. I said, oh, big problem, my son. Big problem to lie like this. This lady will lose the trust on you. Don't lie. Tell her it's a glass, not a diamond. Then, medication for that, we have to teach the ummah. We have to sit and talk in a decent way. We must, everyone must know his right, his obligation. And we teach the people make sabr. Make sabr and you got something called tasabbur. What is tasabbur? Hold on. Don't run. Because this problem that you face, it's a dunya problem. So try to gain deen with it. Create the means of love. Very easy to gain the heart of women. Allah, one man met me now. They tell me, you know, my wife is like a shaitan rajim. She's like a lion in the house. I want to marry another one. You see why? I don't know this lady. She's wearing a trouser of a man. She want to act. I said, you know what? After 16 years marriage, now you know that your wife is acting like a man. Where were you for the first year or second year? Avoid what I'm telling you now. Teach the women Sharia. You will know if she's oppressed or she's an oppressor. Because women cry because you don't know if she's right or wrong. And then, teach the ummah. Give her ilm. Allah, ilm change the behavior. Teach the people that love is the secret of life. But also we have rahmah. Mercy of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Teach the people that fire is the ending of death. And the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the lady about her husband. He is your Jannah or Jahannam. This, the conclusion of your ibadah is just your husband. Hatred. Dislike the women. It doesn't mean that you abuse her and you oppress her. Give the women haq, her haq. And then we tell the women, just leave it for Allah. Say, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Leave it for the sake of Allah. For the sake of your children. Wait for the ajr of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will maintain your dunya and akhirah by Him. And that's why we said, even why the talaq, divorce, shaking the arsh of Allah? Why? Talaq shaking the arsh of Allah because we give ugly talaq. It's not a sunnah talaq. Talaq to solve the problem, not to bring the problem to a Muslim lady. to marry second wife is to solve the problem, not to put your first wife on a problem. So you must make shaking arsh of Allah, because this lady's life is finished now. They're going to start new life with another man. I don't know if he's going to be good or not. So make ihsan aw tasrihum bi ihsan. You make mashura, try to make it work. Don't break marriage, make marriage. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never divorce a wife. Khayrukum khayrukum li ahli. And our time is about to finish, and you read the seerah of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how was a gentleman to his wife. He was a very diplomatic, married more than one, but he knows how to fulfill the haqq of the ummah, haqq of the children, haqq of the jihad, haqq of his wife. Then, when you divorce, you must know that you did shake the arsh of Allah, straight. Don't say, inshallah, Allah make it easy for her and me. He said, no, but Allah said, imsak. Imsak. What is imsak? Stingy man when he hold the money. I don't know how he hold. They say, al-bakhilu ala mali. When the miser holding the 100 rand to buy. You see how he hold the 100 rand. He put it right in the middle of his hand. He don't want to give it to the teller. Why? Because he cry because he's spending. Brother and sister in Islam. Great greeting and dua from me, from my engineer, from the ummah, to any woman, make sabr, got sabr for that such bad case like this. Big dua and sincere dua to any mother or lady. She did burn herself for the sake of her children, deprive herself from the pleasure of dunya for the sake of Allah. Great dua to the widow and divorced women and the working women. The one who took the pain of the people and leave it for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Great dua to our elderly mothers and sisters for the wonderful contribution to the ummah. Give us uzama. Great dua to the women who gain halal money. Gave the ummah, huffaz, professional, ulama. Great dua and salutation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to any women. Refuse the haram. Any women who got that ni'mat of iffat, and this woman who got that modesty and make sabr, never do haram. Great dua from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the women who make sabr for the abuse of the husband for the sake of Allah. You are better than him. Let him abuse you. Let him gain the azab of Allah. But you will gain the rahmat of Allah and the company of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to practice what we are saying. Sisters in Islam, I invite you to read the tafsir of Surah An-Nisa and Surah An-Nur. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to make amal on that. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيَ يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيَّاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Brother and sister in Islam, in your behalf, I'd like to thank my sound engineer tonight and Uncle Mahsin here in the reception, and Sukran Dazilan for all that you are listening to me. Till we see you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.